Carlson, we would definitely have a higher vaccination rate if they just treated us like adults, but they can't. By Jeff Poor on August 13, 2021. Thursday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson criticized the heavy-handed approach of big tech efforts police any discussions about COVID-19, calling it Soviet. Carlson suggested had this approach been different, which was by treating the public like adults, vaccination rates would be higher. But instead, he said, it created suspicion among the public. Transcript as follows. Carlson, in the fall of 1998, Susan Wojcicki had just turned 30 years old and was working at the marketing department of some big company in the Bay Area. Wojcicki was hardly a failure, she had a college degree, and a job. On the other hand, it's hard to imagine that anyone who knew her at the time thought she was going to become rich and powerful someday. But things change fast. In one of those amazing windfalls of good fortune they used to write movies about, Wojcicki rented her garage to the two guys who founded Google and voila. 23 years later, she is worth more than $500 million and runs YouTube, the largest digital platform in the world. We tell you this not to attack Susan Wojcicki's life story. Good luck is a great thing, but simply to remind you that many of the people now in charge of your life have no relevant qualifications to justify the power they now hold. They just fell into it as people do. What's infuriating is that they won't admit this. They pretend that the control they wield is part of the natural order of things somehow, that they deserve it, that they are God. Most of them forget that not so long ago, they worked in the marketing department. Here is Susan Wojcicki announcing that she plans to censor any information about COVID that she doesn't like, even if that information has been posted by physicians who are treating COVID. Watch. Begin video clip. Susan Wojcicki, CEO, YouTube, but then we also talk about removing information that is problematic. Of course, anything that is medically unsubstantiated. To people saying like take vitamin C, you know, take turmeric, like those all will cure you. Those are the examples of things that would be a violation of our policy. Anything that would go against World Health Organization recommendations would be a violation of our policy. And so remove is another really important part of our policy. Brian Stelter, CNN chief media correspondent. So you're not just putting the truth next to the lie, you're taking the lie down. That's a pretty aggressive approach. End video clip. Carlson, where do they learn to go up in tone on the last syllable? But yes, as the eunuch just told you, that's a pretty aggressive approach. That's for sure. To restate, Susan Wojcicki has no medical background at all. She is not a doctor. She is not a researcher. She is hardly an eminent epidemiologist. In fact, Susan Wojcicki's main contribution to science is drawing the doodles that appear on Google's homepage. True. She's from the marketing department. In no sane country would Susan Wojcicki be in charge of determining what constitutes, quote, problematic medical disinformation. And she certainly in a sane country would not be allowed to silence physicians who are treating the virus. But because of the way our system is structured, Wojcicki is certainly allowed to do that, and so she is. This week, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, who by the way is an actual doctor, not just some guy who rented his garage to Larry Page in the 90s, tried to make an obvious point, and it's this. The masks that you buy at the airport in order to comply with the federal law will not keep you from getting COVID. Rand Paul was not just guessing about this, the science is very clear. No honest person will deny that, but Susan Wojcicki doesn't think you should know that because that will make you harder to control, so she pulled Rand Paul's video from YouTube. Here's part of what she tried to censor. Begin video clip. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, most of the masks you get over the counter don't work, they don't prevent infection. Saying cloth masks work when they don't, actually risks lives as someone may choose to care for a loved one with COVID while only wearing a cloth mask. End video clip. Carlson, oh, so controversial disinformation, you can't say that. But wait, before they repainted the slogans on the side of the barn, pretty much everyone was saying just that, quote, the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out the virus, which is small enough to pass through material, end quote. Where is that from? It's from an email that Tony Fauci sent just last year. In fact, just last week, Joe Biden's former COVID advisor said the very same thing. Begin video clip. Michael Osterholm, Director for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out, either you're breathing out or you're breathing in. And in fact, if you're in the upper Midwest right now, anybody who is wearing their face cloth covering can tell you, they can smell all the smoke that we're still getting. End video clip. Carlson, right. If you can smell the smoke, you can get COVID. Got it. The point is, there was nothing kooky or inaccurate about Rand Paul's video on masks. It was true, it was provably true, people know what they're talking about it. Agree with it, including the people in charge of our COVID response. But it was censored anyway, and the fact that YouTube did censor it anyway is a scandal. It's one of many such scandals playing out in our country right now. Now, you'd think the media might be on this story. You'd imagine that people who make their living on the First Amendment would defend it and lead the charge against censorship. But no, just the opposite in this bewildering time. Those people encourage censorship. They're out there in public begging the tech companies to suppress news and information, to make certain the public never sees it. Doing that makes them feel powerful and protects their monopoly, so now they're attacking Rand Paul. We've gone on and on and on, you're not shocked. You see this sort of thing so often you can't be shocked by it anymore. But some perspective, 3 years ago, this was a free country. Now, it feels like everything that we hear has been written by a committee at the propaganda ministry downtown. What's the long-term effect? Pretty soon, no one is going to believe anything ever again, and that shouldn't shock you because censorship is always counterproductive. It doesn't work. People know they are being lied to, so they tune it out. The role of the vaccines, for example, earlier this year was so heavy-handed. So Soviet that you've got to wonder how many people it scared away. We would definitely have a higher vaccination rate if they just treated us like adults, but they can't, because they don't think we're adults. Obviously, this can't continue. You cannot have a self-governing country in which people aren't allowed to read what they want. A free press is not an optional feature of a democracy, it's the center of democracy. That's obvious. It's written down in our founding documents, it's always been obvious. So for years now, we have been waiting for the big legacy media outlets, NBC News, CNN, The New York Times, to wake up and recall that they must oppose censorship. It's their duty, it's why they exist. So, as much as we criticize them, we've assumed at some point they'll recall that, but no, that's not going to happen. Let's be honest. They are not going to oppose censorship, they benefit from it. So what's our option? The rest of us living in this country who don't have another passport, who are going to stay here. We have to replace them. We need something new. Glenn Greenwald has been working on that for quite some time. He spent the last couple of months gathering a group of freethinkers and planning a move to an alternative video platform called Rumble. At Rumble, free speech is the whole point, they don't have censorship. You can say what you want like you lived in America. So naturally, the totalitarians are infuriated by this idea to challenge their hegemony. YouTube, Susan Wojcicki from the marketing department has pulled down at least one video promoting Rumble. Jeff Bezos's newspaper attacked it today. That means the New York Times will soon be on it along with the Atlantic and the Daily Beast and all the rest of the Praetorian Guard. Your job, ignore it. You know they are liars, they are frantically defending a system that no one believes in anymore. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.